Welcome to GeoCrest Podcasts. GCSE Geography Case Study Number 2, Mount St. Helens. Located in the sparsely populated Cascade Mountains of North and West USA, Mount St. Helens was for 123 years an inactive volcano. Then, on the 18th of May 1980, the most powerful volcanic eruption in 60 years worldwide occurred. Volcanic activity had been building up for 2 months, which meant that scientists were on hand to monitor events. However, all were amazed at the scale of the eruption. Like so many volcanic eruptions, it was caused by the rising of magma where an oceanic plate, the Juan de Fuca, descends under the continental North American plate. The resulting friction causes heat, which turns the destroyed oceanic crust into magma. Over time, the build-up becomes so great that it forces its way to the Earth's surface. The build-up to the eruption. The 20th of March 1980, the volcano awakes at 3:47 with an earthquake of 4 on the Richter scale. The 25th of March, 47 small earthquakes in 12 hours. 27th of March, a small explosion forms a new crater 70 metres across. And on the 30th of March, steam is ejected. On the 1st of April, the ground shakes, possible movement of magma and gas. Roads around the volcano is closed as tourists are attracted by the hazard. On the 12th of April, a 100 metre high, 2 kilometre in diameter bulge appears on the north side of the volcano. On the 18th of May, an earthquake at 8:32 a.m, measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale, causes the bulge to slide forwards. A landslide of rock, ice and soil moves north at 250 kilometres an hour, suddenly releasing pressure over magma. A vast explosion results, sending a cloud of gas and volcanic ash into the air, devastating the area north of the volcano. 2 days later, volcanic gas cloud has covered the whole of the American continent, and by early June, ash has blown completely around the world. The effects of the eruption on human activity. All vegetation 21 kilometres to the north of the volcano was levelled. Volcanic deposits up to 150 metres deep were left from the landslide and from the lava flows. The volcanic deposits eventually increased soil fertility, but in the short term, flooding led to losses of crops and livestock in the valleys. The ash also ruined an estimated 12% of crops. With such a large area of the forest to the north flattened, together with logging camps, the livelihood of loggers was devastated, although some 10 million trees were replanted. Much sediment was deposited in the rivers, and navigation on the Columbia River was disrupted. Flooding washed away road and railway bridges, and falling ash also got into the engine of cars in 3 US states. Lava flows and ash clogged channels and raised water temperatures. As a result, fish died, and 250 kilometres of prime salmon and trout rivers were lost. Because of the warnings and monitoring of the volcano, most people had evacuated to a safe distance. However, 63 still died, most from the poisonous gases that accompanied the eruption. Fortunately, it was an area of low-density population, with only a few logging camps and tourist lodges. Media interest, both during and after the eruption, attracted tourists to the area. In 1993, a tourist centre was opened at Mount St. Helens, attracting over 1 million visitors every year.